Unit 7. Hotels. There is a wide range of tourist accommodations in China, all the way from budget guest houses to luxurious five-star hotels. In most big cities, prices are comparable to those in Europe and North America. Only in the interior is it possible to find cheaper rates, although these too are rising. The high-end market is dominated by familiar international chains such as Hilton, Sheraton, Ritz-Carlton, and Four Seasons. For the frugally minded, it's possible to find university dormitories and government-run guest houses. However, many, although not all, are off-limits to international travelers. Western-style youth hostels and bed and breakfasts are still rare. For travelers in the know, it is sometimes possible to stay at one of the five-star hotels while avoiding the exorbitant rate. Some of them have discounts available for the asking, but you must inquire, as these discounts are neither advertised nor offered. Restaurants. As the Chinese standard of living continues to rise, dining out is becoming increasingly common. Many, if not all, of the popular restaurants in the big cities are privately owned. These range from mom-and-pop holes in the wall to vast, opulently decked-out multi-story gastronomical emporia. In fact, size seems in direct proportion to flash and price. Many of the glitzy restaurants feature live orchestras and private banquet rooms. Patrons are invited to inspect live seafood and water tanks on the first floor, while waitresses, most of whom come from the provinces, take the orders. There is a vast array of food to be had, from regional cuisine to international fare. In Beijing and Shanghai, virtually all types of Chinese and foreign food can be found, although Chinese dishes are still the most popular. Two trends, regionalism and cosmopolitanism, are emerging in the restaurant scene. Authentic regional cuisine is on the rise, but so is fusion food. Foie gras and sashimi have both made their way into some of the fancier restaurant menus.